That song was from our 15th anniversary at the Kennedy Center in Washington, which was a year ago was nominated for a Grammy and lost. But I just the other day found out we're in pretty good company.
We did make Black Widow's list this year, I noticed.
I was just going to say, we're an exclusive company. The Rolling Stones have never gotten a Grammy either.
Have you ever noticed?
It's on there, damn it.
Have you ever noticed who Mick Jagger looks like nowadays?
Yeah, kind of like Don Knotts.
Happens to all of us.
Sing some lounge songs. Yeah, you know, the type of music that you get with your expensive steak that you wish they'd shut up and let you eat your meal.
Things like beer.
That's
it. Whoa, beer. Where are you from?
My hometown.
Oh, excuse me.
You dropped something. Fashion pick. John's gonna go hook up to his IV for a while. Well, here's a little tune I made up about what it's like to be a bass player and stand in the back. Do we have any bass players out there at all? Who cares? Just couldn't play guitar, right? Well, I've traveled around with a few people, and whenever there was a review in the paper, they'd go on and on about each person in the band. For instance, with this band, they'll talk about Mike Aldridge, the poster child for Niagara spray starch. Lou Reed, Close Encounters of the Third Grade. Ben Eldridge, whose phalangeal finesse was only superseded by his follicular fallout. And John Duffy. You know him, you love him, he owes you money. Who dressed as a mild-mannered Hawaiian barber. Amazes all with his Sado Mando style. Then at the very end of the article, it'll say something like, and on bass. That's it. Or when I played with Doc, it was said, Doc was led on by T. Michael Coleman. Oh, I mentioned my name. Well, I'm pleased to say that this song will soon be featured on John Duffy's upcoming clogging aerobic video cassette. Aptly entitled, John Duffy, a kinder, gentler Bill Monroe. Background music supplied by Zomfear.